today is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and 4. We were going to continue speaking to you, as we said, about Peter, but I would fall so far behind with these lessons that I thought I would immediately begin with the lesson that the rest of the class have, which is the calling of Moses. We find in this chapter that Moses was leading the flock of sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law, around the backside of the desert near the mountain of God called Horeb. Moses is here in the land of Midian. Moses had to flee for his life because he had killed an Egyptian, and Pharaoh sought his life for this reason. And he fled to this land, and here we find him dwelling with a man by the name of Jethro, who was a priest and had 7 daughters. This man had taken Moses into his house because he had helped his daughters water the flock. And Jethro gave unto Moses one of his daughters to wife, called Zipporah, and she bared him a son, and he called his name Gershom, because he said, I am a stranger in a strange land. Moses then was here in this wilderness around the back of the desert, taking care of the sheep. Moses, we may divide his life into 3 periods of 40 years. 40 years he was in the court of Pharaoh. 40 years he was out here taking care of the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law. 40 years he was king of Jeshurun, leading the people of Israel. The Lord God seen it fit that Moses should come into this place and dwell here 40 years. He probably thought that he would die here. He was content to be a shepherd. He had no thought anymore of ever going back to Egypt and to deliver these people who he had in mind when he was only 40 years of age. And Moses then was right near the mountain called Horeb, the Mount of God, he calls it. Moses is the writer of this chapter. In anticipation of what happened on this mountain, he calls it the Mount of God. It was here that God revealed himself in the midst of a burning bush. It was here that Moses likewise brought water forth out of the rock. It was here likewise that God gave the law. It was here that Moses was given to hold his hands up on high. And while they held his hands up, Amalek was smitten by the army of the Israelites. It was again here that 40 days, 2 times, Moses went up on the mount and was with God. Neither did he eat, neither did he drink. He fasted 40 days, 2 times upon this mountain. In anticipation of these things, he writes and calls it the Mount of God. For this man was given to be a shepherd. He had to learn to be meek, to be humble. We know that further on in Scripture we read that Moses was the meekest man upon the earth. He learned this following the sheep. He was given to be like a sheep in his later life. Moses then was likewise here by this mountain, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the midst of a burning bush. And Moses, when he seen this sight, this bush burning with fire and not being consumed, he turned aside to see this. He probably had seen many bushes of fire and they had burned to nothing, but this one kept burning. It didn't consume. It remained on fire. And therefore, he turned aside to see this wonderful sight. And as he turned aside to see this sight, a voice came to him out of the midst of the bush. "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." And God said unto him, "Come not hither, but take thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." God then here speaks to him out of the midst of this bush. Now, this bush is a type of the church of Christ. This church will prevail. The gates of hell will never prevail over it. It is as a burning bush in the midst of the wilderness of this world. God is in the midst of Zion. Therefore, she shall never be destroyed. God was in the midst of this burning bush. And in this bush we have a type likewise of Jesus Christ, who likewise came into the midst of this world and who was surrounded by many enemies, by persecutors, but likewise prevailed and was given to triumph in the power and in the glory of his Godhead. This bush is likewise a type of our human nature, our bodies. We are sinful creatures. We are surrounded by sinners, and we are filled with corruptions within, which burn within us like a fire. And in the midst of this world, in the midst of what is going on round about us, we still are alive. We still yet prevail. We, as people of God, may be considered like this burning bush, because God is in the midst of us, or we surely would succumb. Now, this bush then was a wonderful sight to Moses. He wanted to see why that this bush kept burning. And therefore he turned aside to see this. And the Lord spake to him and told him that he should not come thither, but that he should take his shoes from off his feet, for the place whereon he stood was holy ground. We find that wherever God may manifest himself in this life to any sinner, this place is holy ground. Be it in the house of worship, be it in your closet, be it at your employment, be it wherever it may be, my hearers, reading the word, traveling even in your car. Wherever God manifests himself in the soul of a sinner, that place is a holy place. Moses was commanded to take off his shoes from off his feet, a sign of reverence, of deep humility. So likewise, when he appeared unto Joshua as the captain of the Lord of hosts, Joshua was commanded to take off his shoes from his feet. We have John the Baptist in the New Testament speaking about one that was to come after him, whose shoe latchet he was not worthy to unloose. That sign of deep reverence, my hearers. And wherever God may manifest himself unto a sinner, then there is deep reverence. When this happened to Moses, and he was told that he was standing on holy ground, then Moses was afraid. He hid his face, and he was afraid to look upon God. This happens when God manifests himself sometimes to a sinner. Then God appears sometimes in his majesty, in his justice, and in his righteousness. And if ever God has manifested himself to you, my hearers, then you have been afraid. You have been filled with fear. You have trembled. You have thought, he surely will destroy. He surely will consume. But it was not to destroy you, but it was to appear unto you and show you his mercy, his love, his grace, his favor. Oh, what a wonderful blessing, my hearers, if in this life God is pleased to manifest himself unto us. He called unto this man Moses out of the midst of this bush. He calls likewise, and in through the medium of his word and testimony being proclaimed, being read in the midst of his church, God speaks to sinners. Have you ever had a meeting with God, my hearers? Has God ever manifested himself to you? Then I know what has happened to you. Then you have become the chiefest, the greatest of sinners. There wasn't the worst creature in the world in you. And you have been so filled with fear because of your sins, you trembled, you were afraid. You probably put your hands in the front of your face. Probably this is what Moses did. He was afraid to look upon God because he felt himself to be like this. So you have found yourself to be such. Oh, how God manifests his power and his love and his grace at times in the hearts of his children, which brings them down in the right place. Moses then was given to hear God speaking unto him and calling him by his name. Oh, God knows our names, my hearers. Our name is sinner, it is true. But he knows our names, our personal names, just as well as he knew Moses' name. And sometimes it pleases God to speak through the medium of his testimony to us and give us to hear that he means us, that he's speaking to us. He spake to Moses in this manner to prove to him that it was not a vision, that it was not a dream, that it was not something fancy, but that it was a reality, that it was the living God that was appearing unto him and speaking unto him. He was so thoroughly convinced thereof. Have you ever had this? Has God ever made it so plain, so clear to you, my dear hearer, that you could not deny that it was God that was speaking to you, that was communing with you? What a mercy when he appears in this way. Sometimes his appearances are so dark, they're so hidden, they're so obscure, that the person that realizes it all fears that it's not true, that it's not the presence of God. And still, there are so many signs and tokens left in such a person that we may see that God really has visited such a person. And Moses then was given to hear God say, I am the God of Abraham, the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. All this brought to mind to Moses how God had appeared unto Abraham of old and what he had spoken unto him. This was handed down to these saints of old. They knew that God had visited Abraham. They knew that he had promised Abraham that his seed would be like the stars of the sky. They knew that they would be in a strange land and would be oppressed for 400 years, and that God would bring them out according to the covenant that he made with Abraham. I am the God of Abraham, he says unto Moses. And Moses was hereby assured that this God was going to do something wonderful. For he said unto him, I have seen the affliction of my people in the land of Israel, and I am come down to deliver them. I have seen their oppressions, and I will bring them out of their afflictions, and will lead them into a good land, a land flowing from milk and honey, the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites. Here then God reveals unto Moses that he had a purpose in coming to him. Moses was one of God's dear children. His name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God loved him with an everlasting love. And God now came to this man for this purpose, that he was to be the one that would lead these people, my people, he says, out of the land of Egypt. I have seen their afflictions, and I have heard their cry, and I have seen their sorrows, and I have seen their oppressions. Oh, my hearers, God had made a covenant with Abraham concerning these people. And he says, I have seen the affliction of my people. He calls them his people already. These Jewish people who were descendants from Abraham, they were the chosen race of God. They were the ones that God was going to manifest his glory amongst them and give unto them his laws and his testimonies. And now he's seen how they were being oppressed, how that they were being treated down here in the land of Egypt. They were in slavery. Burdens were heaped upon them. And them poor people, they were laboring and slaving under slave drivers, taskmasters, who were using all sorts of means to keep these people low so that they would not become anybody in the land of Egypt. They had to work from morning till night, and they got no money either. They were subject to the power and to the authority of these people in the land of Egypt. And now God brought these people into this state. It was his purpose that they should be here. It was because that they were in this trouble, in this afflicted state, that they began to think about God. Religion probably had died out with this race, living in the land of Egypt, living amongst the idol worshippers. They probably had forgotten completely about God and about his word and about his testimony. And they were living like the Egyptians. But now, when they were being oppressed and brought low, then they began to think about God. And God put a cry into their hearts. They began to cry unto God to be delivered from under the burdens which they were subject to. They probably never would have cried if they had been given everything that they needed and could live the way they wanted to. But they were being oppressed. They were being brought down low. And therefore they began to cry to God. God heard their cry. And he's seen their sorrows. He's seen their affliction, their pain, their grief, what they were going through. And all it was in his heart, it was the time for him to come down and to deliver these people. 40 years back, Moses was going to deliver them. He went forth in zeal and love, and he was going to deliver these people. But now it was God's time. And now he came down, and he manifests this to Moses and speaks to him concerning these people who were in this land of Egypt. Now, these people, my hearers, they are a type of the church of God throughout all ages. Israel has been a type of these people. These people were in this country and they were being oppressed. They were being burdened. They were being kept down. Oh, my hearers, I wish God would open your eyes and give you to see. Oh, how you likewise are subject to a more powerful enemy than the Egyptians were. Oh, the devil has fast hold of us, my hearers. And we are under his tyranny, we are under his dominion, and he likewise is a slave driver, he's a taskmaster. He drives us from one sin to another sin, and we realize it not, and we enjoy these things, and we would wallow in these things. But now it pleases God in his infinite mercy to come to everyone for whom he made a covenant with his dear son Jesus in eternity. He comes to them in this period of life and he opens their eyes and gives them to see and to realize